This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Bagpipe and drum processions from each of New York City's five boroughs are on their way to the site of the former World Trade Center. They've been marching relay style in sets of twos for most of the night. When they reach the site, the official memorial ceremony to mark the anniversary of the terrorist attacks will begin. From New York, NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
Today may seem strangely normal in some ways. Schools, government offices, and most businesses will be open. But almost every aspect of daily life in New York, from a ball game at Yankee Stadium to the city's most prestigious museums, will include a commemoration of September 11th. The entire city is expected to stop for a moment of silence at 8:46 this morning, marking the minute the first plane hit the World Trade Center. That begins a televised ceremony from Ground Zero that includes Governor George Pataki reading the Gettysburg Address. The ceremony isn't open to the public, but Leonard Adibet will close his eyeglass shop and walk the few blocks south to Ground Zero to show that small business people in the neighborhood are still hurting.
Everybody thinks it's normal. Everybody thinks it's normal. The landlord, we cut your rent for 4 months. It's a wonderful thing, but duh. Well, there's 100,000 people not here. A whole year, it's been miserable.
Stuyvesant High School is just to the northwest of Ground Zero. The students watched the horrors of the attacks last year before being evacuated to safety. Today, classes are being held as usual, except for the moment of silence. 16-year-old Hunter Peterson, a junior, says he's happy his school is sticking to routine.
Half the time when I turn on the TV, I can just picture Osama sitting in his cave with the satellite on top, laughing at all of us and just basically winning. And I think that the way to do it is just to get together, like, kind of be somewhat normal, and at the same time, just keep an open mind and reflect.
Just how to mark the day has been a topic of debate for weeks here. Some businesses have decided to remain open, but are providing a quiet space for employees. In others, the workers will be allowed to watch the ceremonies on television. Jacques Wakefield works at Ultra Locksmith, just east of the World Trade Center. He initially wanted the day off to attend a Yankees game and the ceremony there, but then he changed his mind.
I don't want to close because it gives you the feeling of a holiday. And last year, after everything happened, it felt good to be here instead of home. And I can't think of another place to be besides right down here.
Scores of cultural institutions are holding exhibits, performances, and concerts. The Metropolitan Museum of Art is showing chalkboards from two firehouses, their assignments preserved from the morning of September 11th. The International Center of Photography is showing the work of Bill Biggert, the only photographer killed on September 11th. Biggert took photos up to the moment he was buried by rubble. Curator Brian Wallace points to the time of each photo, preserved by Biggert's digital camera.
You know, it says right here, the time recorded is 10:28, but it's also 10:28, like 34 or something, which is the exact hundredth of a second when the North Tower collapsed.
Today, at 10:29, exactly 1 year after that moment, bells will toll across the city. Later in the day, President Bush will lay a wreath at Ground Zero. An eternal flame will be lit tonight in Battery Park at the Sphere, a sculpture that once stood between the Twin Towers. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, New York.